U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum toured Alcatraz Island in the San Francisco Bay, offering a high-profile show of support for President Donald Trump's proposal to revive the defunct prison as a federal detention facility. Bondi said the prison could house a wide variety of detainees.
Alcatraz could hold the worst of the worst. It could hold middle-class violent prisoners. It could hold illegal aliens. It could hold anything. This is a terrific facility, needs a lot of work, but no one has been known to escape from Alcatraz and survive.
The visit comes 2 months after Trump floated the idea of reopening Alcatraz, a site which currently operates as a historic museum and national park. Bondi and Burgum arrived on the island early in the morning, accompanied by a camera crew and park police, and spent more than an hour inspecting the crumbling facility, once home to Al Capone and other infamous criminals. Officials said the visit was intended to assess the feasibility of restoring the site, though no formal plans or budget requests have been submitted to Congress. Despite the absence of a detailed proposal, both departments indicated they were acting under Trump's directive to begin preliminary work on reactivating the facility. After the trip, Burgum wrote on social media that the visit was to, quote, start the work to renovate and reopen the site to house the most dangerous criminals and illegals. The administration is restoring safety, justice, and order to our streets. The trip drew immediate criticism from San Francisco officials and Democratic lawmakers who dismissed the idea as political theater and questioned its legality. In response to the Trump administration's plans to reopen the prison, Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco blasted the president for expanding ICE raids and detention centers across the country and, quote, building a fascist police state. Wiener said that while the idea of reopening Alcatraz is absurd, destructive, and would destroy one of the most popular tourist sites in the country, Trump has shown a willingness to execute insane and destructive proposals. Wiener said that he is, quote, very concerned that Trump will actually try to turn Alcatraz into a gulag to hold the political prisoners ICE is sweeping off the streets. We need to do everything in our power to fight this dangerous idea. While supporters framed the visit as a signal of the administration's tough-on-crime stance, opponents said the move was meant to provoke a liberal city and distract from mounting political controversies, including backlash over the Justice Department's recent handling of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein. Democratic House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi issued a statement that said, in part, quote, make no mistake, this stupidity is a diversionary tactic to draw attention away from this administration's cruelest actions yet in their big, ugly law, which takes away food from children and rips health care from millions to give tax breaks to billionaires. It remains to be seen how this administration could possibly afford to spend billions to convert and maintain Alcatraz as a prison when they are already adding trillions of dollars to the national debt with their sinful law. Environmental and historic preservation laws currently protect the island, which became part of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area in the 1970s. Any attempt to resume prison operations would likely require congressional action to repeal those safeguards. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.